Fayette County's historic courthouse continues to evolve from serving justice to a museum to hosting retail shops. The courthouse has served many purposes over many years. The last judicial use came in 2002, while full retail offerings didn't come until 2018. Lexington council members were briefed on 2019 activities last week. Councilmember Amanda Mays Bledsoe says it's a busy building in a busy spot downtown.
Lots of things around it, farmers markets, races, events, all happen around some of the very things that they do the best, weddings, events, restaurants, the bar there. So trying to make sure everyone plays nice and has equal service is challenging in general.
Chief Administrative Officer Sally Hamilton says there are a few issues to address. Hamilton says one of the two elevators has been acting up. She says repairs require shutting down an elevator for 2 weeks, and Hamilton says one tenant asked for a little time.
And this is busy season with weddings and certain things, so we'll wait. She felt that November would be the best time for her to do that. So right now, the last 2 weeks, that elevator's been running fine, but it's the consistency we worry about.
Mays Bledsoe, meanwhile, says the historic courthouse is a one-time public amenity that is now private. The total cost of the extensive refurbishing was $32 million, with tax credits covering about $10 million of the cost. City funding came to $22 million. For WEKU, I'm Stu Johnson.